Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, October 28, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the way forward following public protests over sanctions imposed on some ZANU-PF officials by the West.
And to join this discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter-wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And you can also reach us on the internet. Please visit us on www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com right now.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about what needs to be done for the West to remove targeted sanctions imposed on some ZANU-PF officials.
Assistant Secretary for the United States Department of State Bureau on African Affairs, Tiganagi, says a lot still needs to be done for the targeted sanctions to be removed. Nagi says the United States, along with the international community, wants the Zimbabwean government to demonstrate clear commitment to and implementing of true political and economic reforms to adhere to its own constitution.
Nagy further says this means immediately ending state sanctioned violence against Zimbabweans, implementing laws to govern govern free and fair elections, respect for human rights and freedom of expression, implementing a transparent land reform, and prosecuting those who participate in corruption and perpetuate rent-seeking behavior. He says all this would send a strong signal to the international community that Zimbabwe is ready to turn a page on its past.
But ZANU-PF says indications are that America is not becoming more hostile to President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government as it imposed targeted sanctions on State Security Minister Owen Ncube as the country was staging anti-sanctions protests in conjunction with the Southern African Development Community.
Before we proceed, here is a quick reflection of what happened on Friday during the anti-sanctions protests and some public reactions. Dakota Lekwete was among the protesters in South Africa.
Indaba yethu kuba la ukuhlonipha idivision yethu ye African Union ngesathe yokuthi European Union, American government and the government of Britain babaphelise ama-sanctions abayenze abe Zimbabwe, because nama-sanctions aqale ngendaba yokuthi uBaba Mugabe bebafuna yena. UBaba Mugabe akekho manje. Manje siyacela njengabantu base-Sudan naseMzantsi Afrika ukuthi lama-sanctions makaphelisiwe, abantu baZimbabwe bayazi ukuthi baphile kakhulu, ngoba khona manje abantu baseZimbabwe bayahlupheka ngenxa yama-sanctions.
That is Dakota Lekwete in South Africa is saying that people are actually suffering because of the sanctions. In Bulawayo, we've got Maluba Mhlaba, who was not a happy person altogether about the protests. We are trying to get the video.
Ukutshengisela lokhu ngoba laba bakufunayo ukutshengisela, mina ngitshengiselani ngoba thina sithe nxa besifuna ukuthi siyetshengisela ngokuthi izinto ziyadula kwathiwa kakuvunyelwa ukutshengiselwa. Khathesi lokho sokuthiwa kuyatshengiselwa ngenxa yokuthi kufunwa ngubani. So mina not part of that. Lokhu to benefit bona abayibo abayibo abaphambanisayo. Ama-sanctions lawa kuthiwa kulama-sanctions alube laba abantu bayaqondisa izigwegwe zabo. I'm going to be able to sanction in the first place.
That is Bulawayo resident Maluba Mhlaba, who is saying that he didn't participate in the anti-sanctions protest because those people who are targeted have got some issues with the Americans, with the UK and others, and they should do the right thing. And then we've got Finance Minister Mthuli Ncube, who was also there in Harare.
Yes, but if they can't be deemed to be under sanctions, whether targeted or not, it just becomes a cloud, and then those who may wish to invest entire away. So we are also, not receiving certain foreign direct investment because of the label of sanctions. So you can see how things are deemed, and I could go on and on and on. but clearly the impact in the economic agenda, deprived of jobs, and of job creation opportunities and growth opportunities.
That is Finance Minister Mthuli Ncube. He was there at the National Sports Stadium where people were gathered to stage the anti-protest campaign. And then what's next after the protest? Amid tense relations between Zimbabwe and USA. Marvelous.
Yes, so join in the show right now and tell us what you think about this issue. Please note that we're also live streaming this show on all our Facebook pages, so visit us at VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7 right now and give us your view. You can leave your number and we'll call you right back.
Yes, urugandaba ke ngasi chau tabalolo siyabona ukuthi namhla sikhangela khona ukuthi umkhankaso ukuthi kwesulo ezithezo zenotho ezafakelwa abanye abantu abakubandla lezano PF kuthiwa ke bephula ilungelo likaZulu njalo benza konke okungalunganga kwele Zimbabwe okunje njalo bathi phela kulokukhohlakala okumangalisayo kwele Zimbabwe ngakuyaphela ngakuyalungiswa. Sibonile nje uTilbo Negi yena okhona ngale ke kuDepartment of State okhangelane lokwenzakala kuzwekazi leAfrika singathi umsekeli wakhe lowo okhangele khona ngale esithi phela ukuthi kukhitshwe kumbe kwesisulu ezithezo lezi kumele kulungiswe into zokhetho, kumele kulungiswe inkohlakali, kumele kulungiswe konke ke into ezingami ziyahlupha zingakesulwa lezo zijeziso. So ke singichayini sibona ukuthi siyangaphonda kwalolo. Ye, kunjalo kwemavelas.
Aiwako neyao vachango vakupinda mchirongwa tinokuchingamidza inhasi tiri kutarisa isu tiri kumbozeya kuti kuratidzira kwakaitwa iko munyika nemusi wechishanu kwekuti zvirango zvakatemerwa mamwe makurukota uyezve vamwe vezano PF kuti masanctions abviswe kwakashanda here, nekuti tinoona kuti mushure mekunge kuratidzira iku kuchingopera takaona America, hurumende yeAmerica ichiti iyo yanga yakuisa vamwe zvakare pamasanctions ipapa yakatemera zvirango kune vamwe makurukota ehurumende. Saka tinoda kunzwa kubva kwamuri kuti imi munoona sei zviri kuitika izvi. Regai timbonzwa vamatema danda vachitaura ivo nemusi wechishanu pavanga vari pakuratidzira kuti kuratidzira kwako kwakakosha sei kwavari ivo nezano PF. Regai tinzwe kuti vakati chii.
Zuva ranhasi rakakosha zvakadii kuburesa?
Rakakosha pakuti Zimbabwe we read a statement of transactions gap guides. And I think the message is clear. People have come. They are still coming. And Zasara go Britain, America, and European Union. But you want to respect Tyre, she does the one with Zimbabwe, she does the SADC, she does the Africa.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vamatema danda vezano PF vanga vari kutaura ivo vari ku National Sports Stadium uko kusina kunyanyoya vanhu vakawanda nemusi wechishanu. Asi kune dzimwe nzvimbo takaona zvakare bato reMDC rinopikisa imomo muAmerica richiratidzirawo nemusi wemugovera musi weSaturday vachiti ivo vanga vasiri kufara nenyaya iyoyi yekuti dzimwe nyika dzemuSaturday dzanga dziri kuenderera mberi dzichibatana neZimbabwe pakukurudzira kuti zvirango izvi zvibviswe. Gaitoni zvanga zviri kuitika imo muno muWashington. Aiwa apo tiri kuona isu dzimwe nengo dzeMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa vemuno muAmerica US branch vachiwanikwa ivo vakawanikwa vachiratidzira vachibva pamuzinda weZimbabwe imo muno muWashington DC vachienda kumuzinda weTanzania uko vakanga vari kuti ivo havasi kufara nekuti SADC yanga yakatsigira Zimbabwe munyaya iyoyi yekuratidzira. Saka ndozvatiri kutaura ipo pano, uyezve kana muchida kuti tikufonerei nyorai nhamba dzenyu tikutiona pane vamwe vanyora nhamba dzavo panapa apa panana Richard Mukaro arikuti murisei go Studio 7 aiwa tingwadi len mo DG uye zvemunoziva zvokuita ibva imawani kwa muchidzvanya bataniro rakanzi share kuitira kuti tikakufonerai mukapinda muchirongwa hamane shamwari dzenyu dzinobva dzakunzwai Tabitha Manyoni ari pananzi murisei go muri Zimbabwe isu bo asi kupisa kuno kwanyanya ndiri muno muzimu saka aiwa nyora ipo pano tigotaura tichionesana kuti muri kuona sei ko zviri kuitika nyaya iyo iyi yemasanctions munoona achizobva here nokuti tinoona America iri kuramba ichitsinhira iyo kuti Zimbabwe inofanira kuremekedza bumbiro remutemo wenyika uyezve varegedze ivo hurumende kuti vapunyikidze vachiwanikwa ivo vachishungurudza vanhu saka ndo zvimwe zviri kuitika pano asi ndiri kunzwa kuti tine munyarikani wedu wekutanga tina vatawanda dzvokora veMDC inotungamirwa nava Nelson Chamisa tinokuchingamidza iyi pachirongwa vadzvokora
Magadi sete marvelous magadi muri Zimbabwe yakateerera
aiwa tiri wadi mukatisananguro here tinoona kuti mimi mamui nekuratidzira kwa mamui nako imo muno mu Washington tichionawo kuti Zanu PF yakaratidzirwa ku Harare nekune dzimwe nzvimbo titaure kuti zvakakosha sei kuti muwanikwe muchipinda pakuratidzira ikoko
regai nditange nekutenda muri Zimbabwe yakwese vakateerera vese vaka ratidza munangagwa kuti haachadiwa ndonga akambenga achidiwa nekuregedza kuenda kunomata kwavanga wanzi vavo yekuzomata kumata nhando sakada kutenda muri Zimbabwe vakaratidza nyika yese kuti murume uyu haadiwe nevanhu haana mbobvira adiwa nevanhu uye haachadiwa nevanhu zvakare saka ndinovatenda nekusaenda kwavakaita ikoko makaona mese kuti ground ranga rakashama musina kana munhu ndozvinotoratidza izvozvo kuti munhu uyu haana vanhu vanomuda haana mbobvira adiwa zvachose ndochiuyawo kuno ndoda kutenda mhuri yezimbabwe yakauya kuno kuwashington dc tikanoratidzira pazimbabwen embassy tikazoenda zvakare kumuzinda wetanzania takaenda kumuzinda wetanzania nekuti ndokuna vamugufuli anove chairman wesadac tichida kuvaratidza kuti ko sei muri ku supporta vanhu vari kuuraya vanhu vari kuponda vanhu vari kutambudza vanhu muzimbabwe musingasapote vana vezimbabwe tanga tisingaratidzire kuti masanctions asabviswe bodo toda kunyatsotipa patsanure ipapo isairatidzira kune sadac kuti ko sadac sei muri kutarisa rutivi vana vezimbabwe vachitambudzwa vachiurayiwa vachipondwa vachitsungwa zuva nezuva vasina kana chekudya magetsi mvura zvese izvozvo hamusi kuzviona here maakungonosapota vanhu ivavo matii mamira nevana vezimbabwe vari kutambura tapedza izvozvo tochizoenda panyaya yezvirango zveupfumi
aiwa bata izvonyu makadaro saka pane zvinyorwa here kana zvii zvamakasiya ikoko kuembassy yetanzania
takanyora statement tinayo tinokutumidzirai yakatoendeswa kare kusadac ikaendeswa kuna vamugufuli izvozvi musunhasi unoyu vamutama chairman wedu wedmv vatoendesa tsamba imwe hard copy yatoti hard copy yekuti vabva vayatoona kuti ndo tsamba yatakanyora iyi yatakaisa paemail vamwe vanga vaine imwe tsamba zvakare yatiri kuda kuti tigare pasi navo maambassadors ese ari munomu emusouthern africa tichada kugara navo pasi tichitaura navo tichivakurukurira kubva kukwatiri isusu vana vezimbabwe vari kushungurudzwa nehurumende yavamunangagwa
maybe in english if you can just tell us you've just told us that you were here as mdc led by nelson chamisa protesting at the zimbabwean embassy and then you moved to the tanzanian embassy and you said something is going to be happening today what exactly were you trying to achieve by your protest and what's happening today
what is happening today is we wrote a letter we wrote a statement that was highlighting everything that is going on in Zimbabwe, the atrocities that are being committed by the Mnangagwa government against the Zimbabwean people. We recorded everything. We sent in with some hyperlinks so that they can see the brutality that is being perpetrated against the Zimbabwean people. So that letter was already sent by email, but our chairman for DMV, Mr. Mutama, who also deliver a hard copy to the ambassador And then together with that statement, there is also a letter that we wrote where we are asking the ambassadors, including the Tanzanian ambassador and other ambassadors from Southern African countries, that they meet with us. The idea is to actually have a town hall-like meeting where all Zimbabweans in America are called, and then the ambassadors come and have a discussion with us. That will also give us, you know, time to explain to them the real situation that is going on in Zimbabwe, our side of the story, the people's side of the story, not Mnangagwa or ZANU-PF side of the story.
And why the Tanzanian embassy?
Tanzanian embassy, because the chairman for the current chairman for SADC is the president of Tanzania, President Magufuli.
Mm-hmm.
So we know if we can approach him, he may be able to listen to us and understand our concerns.
Mm-hmm. And we also saw the United States slapping some more sanctions actually on the Zimbabwean government by putting Minister Owen Ncube on the sanctions list. What's your comment on that?
That's what we have been saying, that the American ambassador, the American America as a country, doesn't listen to what the Mnangagwa or SADC say. They are a sovereign country. They make their own sovereign decisions based on what they are seeing on the ground. We all know that Owen Ncube, or Muda as he is popularly known in Kwekwe, he is the one who has been behind all the abductions that have been going on in Zimbabwe. All the beatings against Zimbabwean citizens have been orchestrated and championed by Owen Ncube. And they see that. And they, when they see that, they take action. It has nothing to do with the MDC. It has nothing to do with any of us here. The Zimbabwean, the American government are in Zimbabwe. They are on the ground. They see what is happening. But what is important to note now is that Owen Ncube has been placed on sanctions. So how does that affect the Zimbabwean people? How mm-hmm. does that affect the Zimbabwean economy? The sanctions against Owen Muda are personal. They are targeted towards him. They are not going to affect Zimbabweans in any way. And we urge them to continue to look at those people who are helping the Zimbabwean government by beating up or abducting ordinary Zimbabweans to be put on such sanctions.
Thank you very much, Gibbs.
Yes, we've got another question. That is Mr. Philip Gaule of ZANU-PF. He's a former senator for Cholocho constituency. Baba Gaule, welcome to the program. Yes, so thank you so much. Ngasikhangela nje baba Gaule ngesindebe lokuqala. Abantu batshengisele emgwaqweni lapha. Sibonile sibili la kumabona kude e-stadium kade kutshaya umoya. Kodwa lapho ke kube sokusiba lobaba okuthiwa nguTilbo Negi we-United States lapha ke kuhulumende. Uthi khona babonile konke okwenzakeleyo njalo bayabona konke okwenzakale eZimbabwe. Ngakho-ke bathi ilizwe leZimbabwe kungani kuyengwa abantu batshelwa amanga ngokuthi ama-sanctions lawa ahamba njani. Njalo bathi lungisani konke okumele kulungiswe kwenza ithi zithe zona ezizesulwe. Kambe ungabatshela usithini khonapho Gaule?
Yikuthi umumo lo Gibbs esikiyo umumo obuhlungu kakhulu empilweni zabantu lempilweni zezizalwane leZimbabwe. Ikakhulu xa sikhangela izandla zangaphandle zingenela kakhulu entweni zethu zelizwe lethu. Yazi kufana lo muntu Gibbs ongenela endabeni zomuzi wakho ebese kutshela ukuthi wena yenza uthi wena hlala solo umfazi wakho labantu bakho yiko kwenzakalayo. Ama-sanctions la esikhuluma ngawo Gibbs into eyaziwa ngumuntu wonke. Ikwi-SADC umangulufu etena hayi asimeni ndawonye amaphila angaphi mina kanguboni ngoba bona abo bantu kade kuthiwa ababemele ekuhambe khathesi abantu abalamala zokugada besiya lapha kumele kuhlangane khona lani nani abantu abagwanithi zokuhamba kodwa ama-sanctions vele abantu bakhala ngawo abawafuni abantu ama-sanctions ngoba ama-sanctions la they are hurting the ordinary Zimbabweans. Abantu abazihambela impoko abazigela abantu makhaza yiyo basafiswa ngama-sanctions la yiyo bathwele nzima yiyo abahluphekayo xa kuthiwa athageta the elite athageta abantu abathize abalei abayibo ababusayo abasesikhundleni eziphezulu akusikho ngoba umuntu onguye othwenizwe ama sanctions umukweni ozivukela izidingelo ukuziselela yena lemuli yakhe ethikuntu abantwana bakhe bahambe esikolo ngoba into ethi abantu bayiphilela ukuthi abantu bathole ukudla abantu bayenelisa ukuthi bathole nemisebenzi bathole yonke into ama sanctions ngala amisa yonke into xa sikhuluma ngabo zidela bonke bona bana asikhulumi ngokuthi ama sanctions atarget umuntu oyedwa kubodla ngama sanctions anika smith izimali singadoli izimali nokuthi sinetho njengohulumende yonke into eyenzakalayo gives hinges on ama sanctions
ngalo yebo kodwa kulokunye futhi okwenzakala eZimbabwe babagawule okunjengomhlabeleli sibili owaziwayo kuthiwa ngu-Ian Makiwa waziwa kuthiwa ngu-Platinum Prince so ujaha lo uthunjwe ngabantu bamtshaya bamkwamula wavuza igazi emakhaleni wavuza igazi endlebeni ngento ezinjalo nanko siyakubona kuzobuya ke sabona labantu abanye abatshaywa abakwi-civil society kwabuya bonke ke odzamara kwazi ukuthi bangaphi khonokho ke imelika ithi yikho ngani kuyahlupha ukuthi abantu babhambabulwa nje kusale cala-celeni kungelalutho olwenziwayo
ilamanga imerika kips wena njengawe thina sikhuluma sisabi ngithi ngisithi kuwe kips ilamanga imelika yayingaphi ngesikhathi kukurawundi bulala abantu abalingani so kwathiwa inano labo kwathiwa yi-20,000 nxa ekhuluma ngomuntu oyedwa kumbe ababili abafakathesi shame to i-amerika yakhona i-amerika yakhona kusho ukuthi yi-amerika egangileyo ikuyatshengisa ukuthi balento zabo abazijongileyo abantu laba gibs ngutshele babuhlungu ngendlela bathathe abanye babo bathathelwa ngayo umhlabathi babuhlungu kona bana bekube buhlungu balokhu bekhuba i-agenda nalena ukuthi bacatshile batshaya becatshile gibs ngitshele mina angivumi ngitshele ukuthi ngikutshele ukuthi angivumi ukuthi wena ungathi wena ngesikhathi lesana unkomo ebaleka esiyacathwa ngaleso bengamprotekti bengammenzini unkomo ebika lokuthi umumo lo umubi besithi ku-right begabisa umgabi ngole babhiza ngabantu ababi labo balamanga abakho ngokulungisa abalungisi bafuna ukusibusa bafuna ukuthi besicolonize okwesibili yikho sasazi kuvume khonokho
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Gawule so he's saying you know the Americans are colonizers and they looked aside when Gukurawundi was massacring people. So why are they making so much noise? And he believes they will not actually remove the sanctions because they want to control Zimbabwe.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's hear the view of a caller. We have a caller online. Hello, Mkoma Tinashe. Hello? Hello, Tinashe. Simbarashi, hello? Mkoma Simbarashi, Muripoiri.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have a
yeah, kulomunye osecingweni kona bothi sizwe ukuthi silobane. Eh mfowethu kunjani? Silobane ecingweni sabona. Eh utonga uhlongwa hlongwane kunjani?
I think we have a problem with our line. Let me go to Mr. Jokora. Va Jokora, muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa navagaule vezano PF tipewo pfungwa dzii.
Mangani kutoseka zvangu pavanga vachitaura. Vanotaura kuti dzimwe nyika dzisapindire vana veZimbabwe vachipondwa vachiurayiwa mazuva ose handi dzimwe nyika ngadziregedze kupindira kwingawani sadak iri kupindira yakarerekera kuna vamunangagwa ivo vana America nedzimwe nyika vanoregerere kupindira iyo Zimbabwe iye munangagwa nevanhu vake vachiita basa rekuponda vanhu asingagone izvozvo kuti dzimwe nyika dzione neighbor muvakidzani aone pamba pachipiswa mazuva ose vanhu vachiurayiwa mazuva ose vanhu vachirohwa mazuva ose osiya zvakadaro izvozvi so tiri kutaura nemazimari ari kushandiswa nezanu PF panyaya yavo yecommand agriculture makanzwa vabiti vachitaura inimi kuti kune kambani inonzi FSG yakataikisa mari inosvika 600 million makunun'une mari anokwanisa kuiswa muzvipatara kune imwe kuti inonzi fertilizer seeds and grain kwakasaikwa about 400 million yatova 1 billion iyoyo isiri kuzikanwa kunzi yakashandiswa tii zvino kana vanhu vava kuuya vachitaura kuti udzai vanhu kuti mari iyi muri kuishandisa tii nokuti hamusi kuisa mushonga muzvipatara hamusi kuisa tii marodzi ari kuita kunge makomba mari iyoyi ndo inofanira kunge ichishandiswa izvozvo saka izvozvo zvinhu zviri kuitika izvi ndo zvinoita kuti masanctions auye nekuti vanhu vezimanhu vezimbabwe maleaders ezimbabwe ari kuita zvaanoda ari kushandisa mari yezimbabwe zvaisingafanira kunge ichishandiswa vobvapo voponda vanhu vorova vanhu vada kuti zvese izvo zvisiyiwe zvakadaro hazvingagoni kusvika zimbabwe na mnangagwa vagona kugara nevamwe zvakanaka atinoti ma human rights va respecta ma human rights evamwe then ana America nedzimwe nyika vanorega kupindira.
Motora, the same thing in English. What's your view from what Mr. Gaule of ZANU-PF was saying?
What he's saying, other countries should not be getting involved in what is going on in Zimbabwe. But we see on the other hand, Zimbabwe also goes to other countries like China, Russia, and these other countries to try and solicit for support. So why can't the people of Zimbabwe and why can't other countries that are seeing the atrocities that are being committed by ZANU-PF in broad daylight, the 18 people that were killed in January, the 6 people that were killed on August 1. I heard him saying, we are up R1. 18 people is not one people. 6 people is not one people. And the other countries also intervene so that this doesn't continue to happen. Because if countries don't intervene, it means 18 more people are going to be killed the other time. 6 more people will be killed. So we don't want to go there. So other countries have to come in and try to help the people of Zimbabwe. We are also looking at the issue of corruption, which is what we know is causing the sanctions and the suffering of the Zimbabwean people. 600 million are just disappeared. They don't know. We had Honorable Piti, our Vice President, talking about that 600 million. They can't account for it. 400 million also disappeared through the Command Agriculture. And it's even more than that. Total amount of money that has not been accounted for by Command Agriculture is coming to $3 billion.
Mm-hmm.
So all those things, they have to be dealt with.
Thank you so much. Please stay on the line. I understand we have two callers that are waiting, so we're going to take them quickly before we go to Mr. Gaule.
Yes.
Zimbabwe. Abantu singakhuluma ngendlela ehlukeneyo. Umbangela wezijeziso lezi, izijeziso lezi zayenziwa ibandla eliphethe umbuso njengamanje. Ayikho into enye singayigxeka or sigxeka amazwe aphandle or sithini. Because abantu they have to understand ukuthi from the beginning, abantu abamnyama beqala ukulwela inkululeko yeZimbabwe. That time, Robert Mugabe, he was a teacher. You understand? And Joshua Nkomo, why is Russia a serial inkululeko they are saying Zimbabwe? The time Joshua Nkomo is outside, other than the Kulisa and Mugabe, that you were in a season of Uvalila Konalata Zimbabwe. What I said is Gale Airo, it was Uti and Apuli outside, where the Uti, Valiant and Bam Valiant and Ambatila. Lenze ukuthi umlephuma ngoba yabatshela ukuthi uma ngiphuma mina ngizavusa umhlaba nike ngithathele umhlaba uzoba ngowena. Uthe ephuma namanje banikeza umbuso ngamaphosta emaplazini abantu bahlala bengaphasi kombuso nalowo amaplazi benganawo. Njengamanje
ifoni yakho sikiliza mnumzane. Ifoni yakho sikiliza ngamafutshane kumele kwenziweni.
Mina mbona ngathi khona lokhu ukuthi bathi bona amazwe ayiphetheya akhipha ama-sanctions. Kodwa into emangalisayo, ama-sanctions phela afakwanga kuZimbabwe as a whole. Ama-sanctions afakwe ku-certain individuals abaku-government abayibo aba-involved ezintweni ezenze ilizwe laseZimbabwe laze lawa namhlanje lasiya kulesi simo elikuso. That's why if it thina as long as usaphethe iZimbabwe, sanctions must stay there. We want ZANU-PF out of power until kuze kuphuma ama-sanctions. Ama-sanctions azophuma ephuma ngoba ungene umbuso omutsha. As long as ama-sanctions ephuma manje kusaphethe iZANU, we going to be in the same route again. Because these people, they are so corrupt. I want to say that. They are so corrupt. They have been corrupt long time back. We want a new leadership with a new direction for the people of Zimbabwe. not a same party like ZANU PF.
Chiripo ndecho kuti kana uchida kugona nhunzi usingadi kunetswa nenhunzi ingobvisa chakaora chete ukangobvisa chakaora chete pamusha kana nhunzi hauchadziwani pamusha nyaya iri kuitika apa ndeyekuti vamunangagwa vari kungochema vachingoti yeye masanction nyaya iripo haite masanction ende kubvisa masanction hakuzi kuswera vachiita ruzha mumastrits kuita ruzha mumastadium asi kuti nyaya iripo ngavagadzirise zvinhu zvakakonzeresa kuti nyika itemerwe masanctions ipapo pakangodaro masanctions anobva ave nyore kubvisa ende masanctions acho haana kutemerwa nyika yose akatemerwa maindividuals saka chinondishamisa ndechekuti zvakafanana nemurume anorohwa kubhawa uko arohwa kubhawa anosvika kumba osvika kumba uko achichema kutaura kuti ya uya kuno kuone zvandokuita kuno asi kubhawa kwacho warohwa ukamhanya iye munangagwa anga ariko ikoko kuamerica ikoko kumusangano wavo haana kumbo hapana chakabuda pamusoro pemasanctions auya kuno kuzimbabwe kunoku ndokozoti nyaudza achiti kwanzi ngatidemonstratei kuti america izvioni kuti hatisi kuda masanctions hazvishandi zvinhu zvakaita isa izvozvozvo iye ngaagadzirise ngaarifome nyaya iri kukonzeresa kuti masanctions arambe achitemerwa nyika vakuru vezimbabwe kubva kunyaya dzemaelection chaidzo kuti sei nyika ichingoramba ichingoni masanction haisi nyaya yekuti haisi nyaya yekungoramba ichingotemerwa masanction asi inyaya yekukoniwa kutonga apa vakuda kuhwanda nemumwe kuti masanction asi nyaya iripo ndeyekuti iye munangagwa pache zvake akonewa kutungamira nyika ini ndaida kuti ngaambobva masanction iwo aramba aripo iye asuduruke nehurumende yake ZANU-PF tomboisawo vachamisa kana umwe leader asiri iye toona kuti masanctions aripo akatevedzera zvino iwo hatifambiri mberi here nokuti tiri kuona pa-2008 pakaitika hurumende yemubatanidzwa pasti masanctions aivapo but ndopakazoaa2 kureva kuti masanctions haana kuhasmo effective asi ivo pavakanyanya kurasika pavakabvisa US dollar vachiti US dollar harishandi vobvisa mari vachiisa mazuga ndopavari kuondonga nyika ipapo kureva kuti munangagwa problemu yaainayo ndeyekuti haasi kuda kupiwa maideas nevanhu vane njere asi kuti ane full of I know ndo dambudziko riripo rokuti utongi hwake ndehwangu chete hapana umwe munhu anofanira kunipawo maideas ndo zvatinoona izvi saka masanction aya haakwanisi kubviswa chete nekuti vaita ruzha asi kuti vagadzirisa here vatevedzera here zvido zvevanhu
mahumani
rights ari kuchengetedzwa here munyika umu
tinokutendai mukoma simba rashenhasi pana pari kupisa regai tipewo vamwe chance muve nezuva rakanaka but I hear Mr. Gaule is burning to respond so please go ahead Mr. Gaule I think you wanted to respond to Tawanda Jokora and also to the caller
yes ndiri kumunzwa achitaura ari kutaura zvake zvebato ravo MDC ndizvo achitaura kuti munangagwa ngaabve kupinde chamita ndandisunga kuti ari kutaura nenyaya yemasanctions iye ari kupromota agenda yepati yavo yeregime change apa tiri kutaura nyaya yemasanctions masanctions aripo uyo muchinda uyo atanga kutaura uyawe amboti iye hai nyaya rokuti yekuti vanhu vakafa vakafa vaviri kokuti vangani hai hazvinei izvozvo watwati yekuti haasi kubata nyaya yeguku raundi seichitiza nyaya yeguku raundi sei vechitiza vanhu vese havari kutiza nyaya yeguku raundi sei vechitaura ivo maMDC yayo ari kutiza nyaya yeguku raundi sei vasingataure nenyaya yeguku raundi kuti vanhu vakafa kunoku thousands of people died maautorities akakomitwa neguku raundi vanhu Mugabe was the leader and Mugabe wacho andabatana nevarungu vekuamerica vacho ivavo vana queen vacho vechikudza ngoro yamabhiza etimutambira ikoko zvakanaka chichashata nhasi wapa munhu 1 wapa vanhu 2 wapa vanhu 7 then America ne Britain yomhanya nazvo unongoona kuti vanhu vacho vari chinangwa chinangwa chavo vane zvimwe vari kuwanda wanda but they cannot hide behind their fingers. This is exactly what is happening, and we are not going to allow this to happen in our country because these people have a regime change agenda. This is what if you cannot see it here happening in Zimbabwe, we can see it happening in other countries as well.
But Mr. Kaule, the thing here is, we know that the opposition is there to change the government, and that is exactly what it means when you say somebody has got a regime change agenda. You cannot be in the opposition if you don't want the seat of power. So maybe that's what they are doing. And to fight for power, you need to do some of those things. But nanga kubuza nje ngesindebele ukuthi baba Gaule wena ngombono wakho kuyiwa phambili pho kumele kwenzweni ngombono wakho sibe
kunjalo Gibbs. But then I regime change agenda, even nabantu of opposition, they must and right ekushuphekeni kwabantu ukuthi abantu kabahlika badlintwala ukuze bayenze umvukela. Aso people sizimodilele. Abantu bakhululeke bathola izinto zonke bese behamba besiya vota bevotela into abayifuna kodwa besuthi bezile bengahawuli nje akho nokwenzakalayo. Yinto ekufunayo. Ayibona ukuthi abantu ubafaka ekhoneni lakho ukuthi badle isikuba ukwenzela ukuthi at the end of the day abantu bahlamuke bathi uhulumende lowo muvi kuyini eliphosela izipanela ukuthi into zonke zibotshwe izikhumba zihome zidictere. Yikho abakufunayo laba abantu. Abantu bengayenza njalo sokulula ukuthi abantu bazonde. Abantu bengazonda bayenza loba yini into abangayenza.
Kuzondileyo
abantu lokho abakufunayo.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu bamba khonapho sithatha ubaba uThembu Moyo. Baba Moyo, ungawutshona njani Themba? Themba Moyo, uyangizwa mfowethu? Ye, ngiyakuzwa kakhulu
uthokolapho.
Ye, uyaphila?
Yebo, ngiyaphila baba.
Ye, kumele kwenzweni ke baba Moyo kuyiwa phambili lapha ngezijezo zenotho lezi. Kumele kubanjwe njani khonokho?
Ayisomunanzelelayo ukuthi uyazi iqiniso lona elikhona elizweni lakithi laseZimbabwe ukuthi ibandla vele elibusayo lilo ncindezelo. Izijeziso zenotho lezo zize zibe khona izijeziso zenotho vele kwakuvele kuhambe njani kuze kule zijezo zenotho. So esingakho thina sicela ukuthi izidezo zenotho lezo ezayithiswa labo abaphatha intambo be-government yeZimbabwe zibe khona beqale belungisise udaba lwabo lokutshontsha ngaphakathi yibo babulala ilizwe kathese besithi ilizwe libulewe izidezo zenotho. Ilizwe alibulawa izidezo zenotho, bathe befakele izidezo zenotho baqala ke ukutshontsha imali yelizwe. So now kathese sifanele amasantini akhutshwe bona bevele betshontsha, abaqale belungise ngaphakathi endlini yethu, abayilungise kuqala ukutshontsha kwabo kuqala.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Ungathi kusasa Moyo baba, bye-bye.
Regatitore mungakhola. Hello khola, makadiko
tinofara muri sei?
Aiwa tiri wadi, tiri kusaura nemi muri kupi?
Murutana mufundisi Moyo ku South Africa.
Ehe, taurai tizwe pfungwa dzenyu.
Ya, pfungwa dzangu dziri pakuti chekutanga panhau yangiri mukati menyika ye Zimbabwe, zvaifanira kuti zviitwe chekutanga vanhu vasati vagurisa bere kuti masangana abviswe, vaifanira kutanga kuuya nekutaurirana panozozondiwa mukati menyika. Kana vachinge vabvumirana zvakafana izvozvo, vozodini? Vozoridza whistle, nokuti hazvibatsiri kuchemera kuti referee ndowatilisa. Vaifanira kuti papenalty imi pachenyu muchitadza kuzomuisira bhora kureva kuti sepatochito mukati menyika yeZimbabwe. Vanofanira kuti pachavo utungamiri hwose wezano PF neutungano wezvematongero enyika vari mukati menyika vataurirane, vayanane. Kana vachinge vatanga vawirirana maproblem ose ari mukati menyika, vozodini? Tina kudero. Handioni iri nhau ingava nhau yakanaka. Chere masanction akabviswa zvavo kuti nhasi abvisiwa, problem ingori problem aigari apasi pane nhau. Saka kuona kwangu muZimbabwe chinhu chokutanga ngavagone kubatana pachavo, votaurirana vatungamiriri, madzishe, masadunhu, vanamati vose nevana vezimbabwe. Kana vachinge vadero wazo tuona kutipodi inaulika azibatiri chini kutanga kukwira kumusoro pasipasili ni minzwa ngatanga kugadzirisa minzwa hii munzira katika kugadzirisa minzwa hii munzira tozo wona zumezo kita nukuti zosa azibatiri kutanga nukumberi nukuti kukweli zika wazunza kanaka sinda mbudziko aringa gonu kutiri ngatambirwa nukuti tika gonu kutiri vanu wacheme sinda kato vika sabu gubewa nukuti waka dani zira kupina kumusara Friday vanu waka dani zira kusara hema wana ufaka kono bati nchakafana isho uto azigonu kutiri kanaka uye futize njuku nzwa wakawane kana baba wa gauli waluti probleme yaka danwa ni MDC kuona kwangu aningali kubika danwa ni MDC matambuziko anungatibi nyika Zimbabwe anone kwa anungatibi nyika mungatibi nyika taka probleme kafane wakana iwo pachavo waka gona kutaurilana waka one sana nukuti azigonu kuti mutanga kudamundu naka kumbeli kusuro kuno ukuru wa mwachema saka angawa gono kubatana wa utaurilana wa uwirilana ya mwani kisungo chingwe chedi kana wakawane kisungo chingwe chedi wa kwa baza kanaka azizi za kanaka otiti masangisheni haka kondiru wa ndiwa na ningi masangisheni haka kondiru wa ndiwa na ningi iyo nawezi say aisa zunguwe kutuaga muroi kuti muroi ndia na kwa kondiru buwe itino so zaati chinoroa nyika chi nyika isi kunzi iluwa masangisheni haka akabiswa kana pasi na kugazikana apana chinchinga naka kana ikafana kuti mvura yakasana yemu nakarima munda wose apana chinokuriwa saka ufana masaba sei nakabvira mukati benyika izvo kana mukati benyika izvo kusina kubatana zvakanaka amuvi nekufama kwakanaka kuti sasa nhasi uno corruption iri mukati benyika iyi yakawandisa tikatirasa munzira kumabhodha kumapassport ikopin chiti chiti iri kitika iyo saka zvimwe zvimwe zvoda kuti mukati meutungamiri hwenyika yose vatange vatarisa ipapo vatumbure minzwa pauri haikuti kutanga tati ndakabaiwa naningi ndakabaiwa neamerica ndakabaiwa neuk necanada ndizvo vakabaiwa but ivo pachavo ngavatange vagadzirisana mukati menyika togona kuenda mberi nezvizhinji nekuti zvichiwa tingagona kumhanya Friday vanhu vakamhanya Friday iri kuuya maticha daito zvakafana izvo asi kanyanya kosha Zimbabwe ndoutungamiri hwose ngavambosiya kukwengana vataurirana vagadzirise mutemo inodiwa yemunyika yakanaka hai kuti zvimwe vanhu vamire neside one kuti ngatifambe nenzira neside imwe chete kana tikakura divi imwe chete saka rinobheuka harikagoni kuva nebhalansi ngatipa nebhalansi kuti zvive zvifamba zvakanaka bodi mukati menyika iri munongoda kuti vanhu vave nebhalansi bhalansi yakavapo nzira inofamba zvakanaka saka tingagona kuchema kuti ngavabviswa timada timadi toridza mhere savanhu vanochema kuti penalty kuberepwa rinyima penalty even pachenyu kumwisa kwenyu togotungisa pachenyu hamugoni kumwisa pachenyu havagoni kumwisa penalty haibatsiri ukara pasina penalty ngasakemera penalty ngati tigone kuzvimwisira nyika yedu ngati tigone kuzvivakira nyika yedu
ngati
nyika yedu nyika inonaka
tinotenda ichaizvo haiwa nemashoko enyu amataurai tinotendai vadzokora muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa nevari kufona ava tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Yes, I want to take a second to educate Ms. Gaule on the issue of Gukura Hundi. As MDC, our position has been very clear. We condemn what happened during Gukura Hundi. We will continue to condemn it. To us, there is no difference between Emmerson Mnangagwa and Robert Mugabe. It's ZANU-PF. We are fighting against ZANU-PF. Taka apana takasiana pakatipa Mnangagwa na Mugabe. In fact, if he knows his history, you will know that Mnangagwa was the architect. He was the mastermind of Gukura Hundi. Because that time he was Minister of State Security. He provided the intelligence, he provided the propaganda and everything, and all the lies that caused the Gukura Hundi to happen, they came from Mnangagwa's office. So we are not, and we will never exonerate any one member of ZANU-PF. So we continue to condemn that. The reason why we have sanctions is because of human rights abuses. Gukura Hundi is also a human rights abuse. People were being abused. People were killed. So we are still against that. And then we go back to the issue of sanctions. They say America has imposed sanctions on the Zimbabwean people. He has imposed sanctions on certain individuals. If you look at the report that came out last week, America is still the most country that is providing aid and financial assistance to Zimbabwe to the tune of $3 billion. All that money is getting into Zimbabwe, and it's coming from America. And if America had real sanctions against the Zimbabwean people, would they have allowed Zimbabweans and the Zimbabwean government to use the U.S. dollar? That's huge. That's big. If they didn't want to help the Zimbabwean people, they would have said, don't use our U.S. dollar. But they've been using it. So where are the sanctions that is talking about? The sanctions are targeted
and they are not affecting Zimbabweans per se. They are affecting those certain individuals. And ZANU-PF knows exactly what they have to do for those sanctions to be removed. They should start respecting people's human rights. They should respect the rule of law, and they should also open up the media world, the airwaves. We want to see President Chamisa talking on ZBC and then on ZTV as much as Emmerson Mnangagwa does. Mm-hmm. ZBC, you know, Badarwanevan, I see Mnangagwa, I see ZANU-PF. Why is he not doing that? Those are the simple things that he has to do. You know, institute electoral reform, political reform, and economic reform. Those are the things that he has to do for the sanctions to go away. And they will go away in a day if they do that.
Tombo kubata imrumu ipapo wajo. Kora, tishazoka kwa muri rege. Timbo tora makola za lom, koma Simba. Hello, Tiri Wadi. Mkoma Atinashi, sorry. Tokumbira o muri kutukusara ni muri kupi mkoma Atinashi.
Marare kutenwa.
Aiwa, paka nakatipeo fungwa zinyu. Makaenda iri kumachi.
Ndina mbuenda kumachi na. Tinga hende kumachi iresi kumaweza kubatu kwa kumeseza kutukua na tuwezo. Uda kutishandisa.
Atia shandisi
kia. Atanita nukushandisa.
Aiwa, paka nakatipeo fungwa zinyu. Munuona seinya iyo yi yezirangu isu.
Nye zirangu hivi, andifungu uti hivu afekta ma ordinary citizens. Nye kuti watunga miru yedu, warukutaza kutomba, wachesu hawa. Warukutaza kuita sinodiwa, kuti nikaende remedi. They should stop abductions, they should stop rigging elections, they should stop killing people for no apparent reason, you know. How can they say Tendai Biti and Nelson Chamisa and wakano share the sanctions? You watch wakaisa ma sanctions, how could it wakaisa ma sanctions? Nekuda kwezi zakat. Tingati retri musha isususu. Tungo mkamangwana wana munda makarima. Antitika. Utanga kuakiza ama yako kutino ndi warima munda. After that, next do ano yokutorot no ndinda karima munda wangu yo trava kuti no ausiri wakarima munda wangu wakarimwa na ningina ningi. How can they say Tendai Biti na Nelson Chamisa ndi wakano kola masanks for masanks here? As make sense varida kuti bata kumeso se wana wa Zimbabwe. You know wana wa Zimbabwe because you know is tiri kuona chakonzeresa kuti upfumi wenyika uende kumawere corruption.
Aiwa,
corruption on a daily basis. If you go to my passport, go, my government institution,
who knows what it is.
But then Maria when I said yes, oh, but that's going to be my passport. You have to be able to pay for it. You won't go to Nigeria.
Aiwa, tinokutenda mkoma muve nezuva rakanaka chaizvo kwa muri ikoko kutinwold. Aiwa, regeti vagaule, if you can come in and just comment on what Mr. Zokora said before we took our caller. Mr. Gaule.
Hello.
Yes, you can go ahead and comment on what Mr. Zokora said before we took the caller.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Let me go back again to the issue of Gugurahundi. I'm happy he has come out in the open to say really what happened during that time was bad. But then it's good that the government of America and Britain and some of these Western countries, they didn't punish the Zimbabwean government for what they did, especially for butchering people in Matabeleland region. And this is exactly what that is the government of Robert and Mugabe. But by that time, Mugabe was their friend. One of their friends, one was their ally. And I remember at one time when Mugabe visited Britain, he was driven around by the Queen, was sent with the Queen and it really, I don't know what they get in this other one. I've forgotten the title of this other, But when Nkomo escaped, and they wanted to kill him, mm-hmm. he escaped to Britain, and there he's lived as a refugee. And then you know, it pains me a lot that those people, that by that time, they didn't see, they didn't even punish the Zimbabwean government. They should have started from that time. Mm-hmm. If they talk of women's rights, it's already late now. And we are realizing these people have an agenda. This, and you are not going to forgive these whites for what they are doing. Their interest, I can see, is the land. Is our land. They're interested in our land. They're not happy with the land distribution that was done by the government. This is exactly what these people are not happy about. And they are hiding behind their finger. And let me also say this to this brother of mine, that my brother, functions are there. They are hurting the ordinary Zimbabwean. The ordinary Zimbabwean in the street. The mm-hmm. ordinary man is suffering because of the sanctions.
Okay, Mr. Gawule, maybe let's just take a caller, and then we have PJ who's just joined me here, so he should be speaking to you shortly. Gibbs has just stepped out for a while. Hello, Mr. Oswell.
Siriwali, andaweza kukomenta angu pa msoro pa mkomo wango wa Gawula.
Itaureisha.
Wakuta, mafangsenza hari iku antijiga.
Mm-hmm.
But, mafangsenza wakuta wanezwa wae. Wambu ungulore ya kutu mafangsenza hakuunze wanei, hakakuunze wanei.
Mm-hmm.
Anditi, hausida kunyazo kudiga intu kuhona kutu wakabuta hakuunze wanei zi mafangsenza. Waka nyazo ungulore ya kutu mafangsenza hakuunze wanei, hakuunze wanei, ende futu kutu mafangsenza ya biskwae. Zizi nukana utanga zaitwa.
Mm-hmm.
Hawasu zinyo kutawura hizu zizi. Bani waka wanda kire wa wakafa wakura hewa. Ditika ni government yawe yeza ni PFE. Anditi. But hawasu da kutawura hizu zizi. Bani wopo. Yuma interest hao iwo. Di mashanzo nja kabizwa. Ditika. Iwo. Gawa chibuta. The majority yese kusafa. Inyika ipi mimi ya muno nzonzi inyika. Hakuna magepi. Inyika mimi ya wene mapasport. Hakuna yuzi mvura. Hakuna wana kufane makorea. Inye kuti mis government anditi. Taya kuti hengari kambani, zimabu hengari kambani. Yaka vahakutawata. Hakuna kambani numbo, inyika inumbo rano, nimu rano maku ito zelvitu kwa isu.
Ayi watu kutenda imkoma. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Mkoma pana panasparu kupisa. Saka chato timbo kukata ibija na tokubata isha isu. Mungu eno tevira. PJ, I think you also have a caller. Mm-hmm.
Pagana.
Okay, bye-bye. Just.
Siyawamukela kuhlelo mlalazi.
Yebo mama ninjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila wena njani?
Ngiyaphila ngisikhumbuzo mlalazi. Ubale yilo ubhuti wami uDube lapho.
Ari tsama.
Ngiyabalekile.
Wachiyela. Akwani ma sanctions.
Eh uyazi ukuthi ngilalela inkulumo lapha namhlanje ngivuta lapha ukuthi mawukhuluma ungumuntu kakhulu especially ama indoda lesi America le ekhuluma libandla endaweni ukuthi kuthi amathebelele.
Yeah.
Lokho abakhuluma la madoda lawo uyezwa nje ukuthi umuntu mayehlele amathebelele ndi we just provoking abantu bese mathebelele because unane lokho abakhulumayo ngolwa kulanyulwa abantu abalwayo babili ama sanctions they don't affect abantu abantu ukuthupheka abantu bakithi umuntu ngale phansi esikhala ngene omakhulela ongakazi kufike khona umuntu ukuthiwa umkhokheli yebandla angazi noma lo ndoda se okhulume ulimi lolo elwakithi uyangizwa na but ngizama ukuthi abantu ma belwa bebabili kulamula umuntu oyedwa so ama-sanctions lawa alethwe yi-ZANU PF ne-MDC so ukuthi izwe lakithi liye phambili kumele i-ZANU PF ne-MDC bazinuka amakhwapha bahlale phansi bakhulume bekhuluma besezweni lasezimbabwe kuhlupheka abantu basezimbabwe kuhluphekiswa abantu basezimbabwe ma kufa abantu beharare kukhala bonke abantu but uma ungananzelela ukuthi abantu kithi kakhulu esikhalangeni kunini safa from 1980 kubangwa khona ukuthi asivumelani nombuso weHarare namhlanje sekungathiwa into le makufa abantu abayi-6 sekumele uyizwe lakithi lonke lithe ngoba kufa abantu abayi-6 mina ngivumelani nakho lokho ngithi no akulingane bantu bakithi ama-sanctions makakhitshwe makukhishwa ama-sanctions lawo ahlupha izwe lonke bese kuba nento okuthiwa i-devolution of power, sihlonitshwe nathi sizimele, inkokeli zakithi ma zikhulunywa zikhuluma zizwakale. Kodwa manje i-MDC le ibonakala ichaya abantu esathebeleleni, azange ayikhulumele umuntu lose azange atoyitoyi i-America ukuthi why uchamisa nabantu bakhe bechaya uthokozani Kofi. You see, so yonke le nto abayikhuluma ayikho, akuphela ama-sanctions ngiyabona.
Hayi kulungile, siyabonga Sikhumbuzo. Mr. Mlalazi was saying these sanctions, I don't know which type of sanctions, but there are different type of sanctions that he was talking about, I would say. Mm-hmm. He says the sanctions are much more targeted at Matabeleland. How he comes to that conclusion, I'm not very sure. But he says they are more targeted to the, because they are the people that are suffering much more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's now there is an outcry because there are a few individuals or few people that have been killed in Harare or in Mashonaland that the whole country and the whole world is now having an outcry. But so many people have been killed in Matabeleland.
Mm-hmm.
That was his point.
Mm.
I saw that the time was up, so I couldn't pursue that conversation because it was going to be very long.
Yes. I mean, you know, he's entitled to his opinion.
His opinion, yes.
I think, you know.
I'll let my brother Kaule respond to that. Ulali lancho Kaule. Hello.
Yes.
Inkulumo yakhe leyo uthi yena abantu bakithi ngale ngasemhlubulweni wangezansi yelizwe yibo abakhanywe kakhulu ngama-sanctions lawo. Kukhanya ama-sanctions angkhona esiwakhulumayo khathesi kuhlelo la akhulumayo akhanye chiyeni, kodwa-ke hayenza ukuthi sithi ama-sanctions lawa nxa lisithi ngawakhitshwe. Engike ngakuzwa ngezinye ingcweti zithi zona lalo ama-sections la engasuswa lamhlanje akuyi kusinceda kangako ngenxa yokuba eleZimbabwe lilezikweleti eziningi njalo ezinkulu elingasoze lafa lanelisa ukuthi lizibhatale ngesikhathi esingaba ngesifitshane kumbe ngesidi, ngoba vele inhlupho esilazo vele ziningi ukwedlula just ama-sanctions. Silezikweleti, silenkohlakalo, asilokwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu. Yikho lina libona ngani nxa zingasuswa sibili kunganceda ngamafitshane umzuzu owodwa nje?
Ngamafitshane sibili kakhulu. Ngithanda ukuchayela ihlombe indoda le esanda kuqeda ukukhuluma le ndoda yakithi le. Ikhulume indaba ehlala ibalekelwa ngabantu ukuthi kwafa abantu abaningi ngapha ngale maselandithi sokufa abantu abangu-6 sokwenza umhlaba yomhlaba wonke ama-Amerika beyokhithwa izolo kube bengathi bona kwabantu yikwakutshoyo. Yike sengasokuba njalo ukuthi yena ama-sanctions achaye thina kakhulu ngapha liqiniso thina yithi sasisala la emuva ngesikhathi senzana kusenziwa into zombhuqabani thina Matabeleland region saba semuva. Ungakhanyela into zonke zayenzeka emashonaland khona ngale thina ngapha sasingalalutho lakabe silokhu semuva simele siyenzelwe sisemuva kakhulu imigwaqwa silayo elandani kodwa ungakhambi emashonalandini kwa into zokusenzakala emashonalandini ngapha Matabeleland kwangalalutho.
Maybe Mr. Jokora, just come in and give us your roundup because time is not on our side.
I'm surprised that Mr. Kaule is still supporting ZANU-PF after he's speaking so bitterly about what happened in Matabeleland. Because Mnangagwa's hands are full of blood, and part of that blood is the people that he killed in Matabeleland.
Thank you so much, Mr. Jokora. Thank you so much. Time is not on our side. Thank you very much. I'm Marvelous Mklanganya, who are here in Washington, PJ.
I'm Praxis Jeremiah, and I'm Leo Gibbs.
Please join us again on tomorrow. Let's talk. Ngati kurukurei. Tiwone sana tiri papo. Bye-bye.